other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, Governor Ventura, because of an illness in his family, he was just on with us. If you just joined us, again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. He's not been doing interviews. He's been turning down all radio, TV, didn't do Jay Leno. He's doing Piers Morgan tonight. But he's going to be giving us weekly 30-minute updates every Wednesday for the next 7-8 weeks until he leaves to Mexico. So that's going to be interesting. We got Jesse Ventura. I mean, I like Jesse. I don't agree with some of the things he supports, and what but he's a real guy. I've gotten to know him pretty good. And you knowing real people is really something interesting. In the middle of this election aftermath, is Bev Harris on now, or is she up at the bottom of the hour? Okay, good. So I can go to calls here after the break. Jason, David, Eric, Bryce, Michael, all of you be ready. Again, my whole deal is, the reason I brought up the David Icke thing is, David's a busy guy, and there's not many people out there that I know are bona fide and real. And I don't agree with some things David says, but I think he's really a smart mind, and I like listening to him. And I think he gets people to think outside the box. Doesn't mean I agree with everything he says, just like Ventura. I like real, interesting people. And let me tell you, Jesse Ventura is one of them. David Icke's one of them. And I've been invited to his events before. I never had time to go. I think next time he's in the U.S., I'm going to go meet him. But you know, my whole issue is, about 15 years ago, I called him a turd in the punch bowl because I said, I like David Icke. He's very interesting, but he's a turd in the punch bowl. It was actually in my house. They were rolling tape, and I was back before I didn't really understand mainstream television. They were acting like they weren't really filming. I mean, they weren't saying, hey, we're not filming, but they were kind of just got me talking for hours. And I said, turd in the punch bowl. That's why it's kind of not a good shot. It's in my house, and, you know, I'm off at a distance. And, you know, it bummed people out that like myself and David Icke. And over the years, David would say, no, I don't think Alex is an operative. I don't think Alex is bad. I think I can tell reading people, you know, Alex Jones is a good guy. He just hasn't expanded his horizons enough. And I thought, man, that's really taking the high road. And I know the globalists are into Satanism and think they're talking to entities. I don't believe in any of that stuff. But you know what? They believe it. So how do you attack David Icke saying that's going on from his research if the churches say, you know, that a talking snake talked to Adam and Eve? I don't, you know, get off into those wild areas, but I like David Icke. I like getting him on. And I like Jesse Ventura, and, you know, they called me up and they said, hey, we can't get a hold of David Icke. We know you know him. You'll get him on. I said, well, yeah, the last two seasons were really good. Is this going to be a fair deal? You know, going to really listen to him? And they said, yeah, no. And I had the talks with him, everything you heard Ventura say. So I said, hey, man, this is going to be really good. This is one of the only shows I've ever seen where it's really fair and good. And then they get me up there to talk about it, and I kind of, not even play devil's advocate. I said, I used to call him the turd in the punch bowl, and it can make you feel powerless. There's, you know, aliens out there or whatever, but I don't know if it's true or not, but you got to go to the head of the snake, David Icke, you know, to find out. So I'm like launching the show. I don't even know if that's what's going to air tonight because Time Warner took the show away and edited it a bunch. And so that's why it's not even me hyping the show. It's a bummer. But you know, you heard Ventura, they were open-minded when they went into it. And I just think it'll make David Icke fans not like Jesse, and then it'll just create a fight. And I know Jesse's for real. He just, you know, can't accept that his blood-drinking lizards are running things, which I really can't accept either. You know, but again, I'm not judging David Icke for that. Things are so crazy. Who knows? You know, so many cultures talk about this. I mean, you got Prince Charles goes to Transylvania and has moved into Dracula's castle. I mean, I'm not joking. Look this up. And has announced how he's Transylvanian. So truth is stranger than fiction. You got pedophile rings up there. God only knows what's really going on. But that's a side issue. It's a tiny issue compared to all the stuff going on in the world. But that's why I got Ventura to open up and talk about it. Just because I don't like infighting, and it just kind of comes off, you know, kind of like that. But in the end, it'll get people to find myself and David Icke and all the stuff we're talking about, and it'll get people to think outside the box. You know, sometimes it takes something so wild just to get people to question the entire paradigm. And that's why I think overall what David Icke's doing is healthy. Doesn't mean I agree with some of his stuff on religion. You know, I'm a Christian. Okay, we're going to go to break, and we are going to come back with your phone calls. It's election 2012 aftermath.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Central, we are here live. I freaked out during the first hour and then kind of settled down when Jesse Ventura was on about Obama. Look, I know intellectually, I know in my gut, we're in deep trouble. I agree with Jesse. They're not going to impeach Obama. He's doing exactly what the foreign banks want. He's got all the just pathetic, gullible idiots out there thinking he's going to save them. Look, I didn't think Mitt Romney was going to save us, but he had to act like he wasn't a complete communist. The fact that people said, hey, we're rubber stamping this. Looks like the election's official. We like it. Yeah, we didn't build that. Obama phones, and then he gave a speech in his victory speech about how, you know, we're not individuals. You know, with ambition, we're a collective. I mean, Creepville, man. Makes me want to throw up. So, you have it queued up, don't you? Let's play a clip of that, and I'm going to your phone calls. Here it is.
We are greater than the sum of our individual ambitions, and we remain more than a collection of red states and blue states. We are, and forever will be, the United States of America. And together, with your help,
bless you. What God is that, Obama? You know, the God of abortion, the God of death, the God of turning our power plants off. Let me just mention some of the news and I'm going to your calls. Obama may levy carbon tax to cut U.S. deficit. HSBC, Big Mega Bank, says that's what Obama's planning to do. Yeah, no kidding. They don't have the moral authority, they say. Moral authority because of the hurricane, which they say is global warming, because Bloomberg says so. What is the Dow sell-off now? I actually need to look that up. It was like 300 points last time I checked. It's 244 right now. Plunge protection teams in there. And Kremlin cheers Obama election. Cameron urges re-election. Re-elected Obama to put Syrian intervention front and center. And they want boots on the ground to back al-Qaeda. Can't make this stuff up. Got a zombie population. Why not run al-Qaeda while saying we got to take your rights because of al-Qaeda? I mean, I just want out of this, man. Stop. Wake up, sheep. And I know our audience is awake, but you got to start getting in the face of these sheep. They are dumber than the day is long, man. I got to tell you right now. All these glassy-eyed little sheep-like, Obama, Obama. And David Ortiz was down there interviewing down at the Driscoll Hotel, the Democratic Party here in Austin. Thousands of people were running around just like they'd all just won a $10 million lottery and just stars in their eyes. I'm sorry, Republicans, you lost. We won. Listen, it's like those novels that have two or three different endings. But instead of pick your adventure, it's pick your nightmare. It's not that Romney was good. It's that Obama is so openly anti-liberty and that people would buy into it is the death of us. I mean, I got kids, man. I live here. I love this country. I'm not bragging. It's just that I got deep roots in this country. And I've studied countries and there's nowhere else to go. It's all bad. And you know, my ancestors have been here from the beginning and I hate watching the slow death of this country and the slow death and the dumbing down of people and people giving up their individuality and their dignity and becoming collective Borgs and the stinking, corrupt, banker-run government that they think is giving them stuff because they care about you. A crack dealer doesn't give 10-year-old kids free crack for a week because he likes them. He gives it to them to get them addicted. And they got to putting our kids on the Prozac and the Ritalin. And they're killing them, and we're getting cancer, and they're killing us with GMO. Does anybody believe Californians voted no to put on the label if it's genetically modified? When the big companies ran fraud, sending letters out like they were the police, saying the police say don't do it, and all this other crud. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. Energy stocks decline, coal miners top losers. Let me explain something. I see the Democrats get excited. Even we're going to shut down coal. And I'm like, yeah, that's like a Pinto you're driving over there. Nothing against it, but you don't have a lot of money. Are you ready to pay a lot more for your – I mean, listen, I live in a town where in the last 5 years, the price of power doubled, and they admit because they say it's for the earth they make us pay more for foreign megabanks that own the coal plant. Okay, I'm already starting to rant. I said I'd go to your calls. I said I'd go to your calls. I said I'd go to your calls. It's just making me angry. Do you understand that hundreds, over 160, I said 100 last hour, it's over 160 countries are exempt from these global rules the banks are putting in? The banks come and tell your country to do it. Only Europe, England, the U.S., Australia, New Zealand. Folks, they've already put these in Australia. It is devastating them. It's meant to devastate you so you become poor and got to go get little chicken feed from the government. Then they got more dependents, more dependent lemmings to sick on the few producers that are left until they start putting people in forced work brigades like North Korea. China did it. They killed 60 to 80 million people. Nobody knows. I mean, and they got re-education camp stuff in the new army manual. Look, I'm not going to your stinking re-education camp where some perv is over me and my family. It ain't happening. I get that queued up of that judge talking about rebellion if Obama got reelected. We're going to talk about that. But let's go to Jason in New York. Jason, thanks for holding there for so long as we ran out of time to go to calls and then had Ventura on. What is your take on this election, sir?
Thanks for having me, Alex. I just wanted to convey a story that I had last night, but I wasn't allowed to vote. My wife and I moved back to New York from North Carolina 2 years ago when we registered at the DMV at the same time. We went to the firehouse last night to vote together. She stepped up. They checked her. Well, she just signed. They gave her her ballot. I stepped up, and they said, you're not on the list. And I said, So they sent me over to another lady. She made a phone call to somebody. I don't know who. And said, did you register? I said, yes. She said, did you register at the DMV? And I said, yes. And she said, this is the 14th case I've had tonight. Apparently the DMV hasn't forwarded all the registrations.
Yeah, and what they do is off Facebook and Twitter, they know your political affiliation. This has come out. The Bilderberg Group's bragged about it. It's been in the news. They then index all that social network info and know who to purge off the rolls.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And she said I could go to the county judge 45 minutes away at 7:30 last night, and he would court order me the right to vote. And I texted my buddy in Long Island, and he said that was the third story like mine he had heard. And I was talking
that's all I'm hearing. And it looks like they've done the old Karl Rovian trick, the Democrats to the Republicans, because the establishment wants Obama. They're going to. That's why Romney, you know, just like Kerry knelt to Bush, he knelt quickly and he's been a good servant. And they're going to drop the hammer now on us, Jason. It's going to be a lot of fun living under this tyranny.
Well, I understand that I'm not a swing state and, you know, I'm in New York. So my vote, you know, considering the city being down here, it doesn't really, you know, but it's still, after serving in the Marine Corps, you know, from 2002 to 2006, it was just really upsetting that, you know, my fundamental American rights were denied. That, you know,
I hear you. And the more complex and computerized it gets, the more they throw everybody off, because they need to go back to paper ballots counted at the precinct in front of everyone, and then it's very hard to engage in fraud. Bryce in Missouri, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I got a comment to make about last night's results. And also, I wanted to follow up with you. You asked me to send you and your staff a link to a movie that was shown to different churches and what have you. Man, I'm not sure if you followed up with it or if you got to see it or not. But first of all, it's no holds barred with these people, these globalists. We're talking fifth gear here, and you know, I'm hoping that because of the waning of the Republican Party, I'm hoping people will pick up more to independents and constitutionalists, and hopefully 2016 we can get somebody like Ventura or somebody that was...
Well, the good news is a lot of Ron Paul libertarians got into office. Into the Senate, the House, and the state offices. And so that's what we need, is people to point out that collectivism isn't the answer and that the Republican Party, again, plays along with all of this. Now, what's the film you're talking about?
About a few months ago, I talked to you about this film called...
Now, I understand Panacea. You talked to me about it then. Tell me the name.
Panacea, The Cure for Humankind.
Oh, yeah. You've called before about that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know if you actually checked it out or not. I'm in contact with other people through Facebook and what have you, because it's really waking Christians up. A lot of these people are asleep, and they're just going to their Sunday school and their services and to lay down, and it's time to actually start taking responsibility.
Yeah, that's not in the Bible. All the prophets, everybody, they stood up against evil. Romans 13 has been distorted. Plus, in America, we are the Caesar, and then God is above us. We're supposed to follow God's commandments. That's why this republic is so special. The separation of church and state is that the government cannot be involved in religion. Instead, it's telling churches, you don't even criticize abortion now because that's political. No, it's not. You shut up, you stinking criminal, Soviet-style, Nazi-style government. You have no jurisdiction in churches, you pigs, you New World Order trash, you globalist murderers, you death pushers. And I'm so sick of it. I know the First Amendment. I have it memorized. I know what the court rulings are. I know, and they flip it around and say that means you can't have any churches involved in the community. No, it's the opposite. And they've tricked the churches to become 501c3 charities. And I'm telling you, churches everywhere now, they are marching. The reason the churches are starting to wake up is they're bringing in Rockefeller-funded change agents, Delphi Technique operatives. They call them consultants. And they go, here's your new preacher. They're a husband and wife team. Turns out they're not even married. They're operatives. And these are soldiers. They're running psych warfare operations, and they're hitting everybody. Churches all over are removing their crosses. Churches all over are announcing Bill Gates is our savior. Abortion is good. I mean, it is just turn your guns in. It's for Jesus. It's a wall-to-wall globalist takeover. They're going for broke, ladies and gentlemen. They're pulling out all the stops.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain, or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
I mean, we are in trouble. They're announcing they're going to shut down over 1,000 power plants. They've only shut down 200 in the last 3.5 years, 4 years of Obama, and it has massively increased power prices. And they go, it's for the earth. We're shutting down this giant clean-burning coal plant. And in all the documents, and I've done reports on this showing it, it's so General Electric and a handful of others can just charge a lot more for electricity, and then they just end up generating more. And they just totally rip you off, and there's all these starry-eyed idiots going, oh, thank you, thank you. But look at what Judge Tom Head said. I mean, even Jesse Ventura said he's not turning his guns in. And I'm telling you, folks, Obama said he's coming after our handguns and rifles, and he got elected. He doesn't just want them banned from importation. They want to physically take them. The NRA's reported that as well. He told us this, and people elected him. Not that Mitt Romney would have saved us either, but he at least wasn't openly saying that. This is an endorsement. Take our guns. Well, let me tell you something. This isn't a democracy. Just because 51% of the people that voted, of the half the population that voted, it's a quarter of the population, just because you think I shouldn't be able to own a gun, doesn't mean you get my guns, you disgusting parasites that want to make me your slave. Ain't happening. Ain't happening. And people are going to wake up. And I want, after this all comes down, I want to make sure the globalists get brought to justice right now. I mean, we are going to bring them to justice. But let's go to Judge Head months ago saying he needs more sheriff's deputies in a major city of Texas, Lubbock, because, and again, that's the, like the head of the county. That's like the head of the city council. That's what they call it in counties, the county judge. This is him talking with the police chief, the sheriff, and the host of the show. Here it is.
He's going to try to hand over the sovereignty of the United States to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going to happen when that happens?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Right, right. Okay? I understand.
Civil unrest, civil disobedience, civil war, maybe. I mean, we're not talking just a few riots here and demonstrations. We're talking Lexington, Concord, take up arms and get rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what's going to happen if we do that, if the public decides to do that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to send in UN troops. I don't want them in Lubbock County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stand in front of their armored personnel carrier and say, you're not coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff, I've already asked him, I said, you going to back me? He said, yeah, I'll back you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want a bunch of rookies back there.
True.
I want trained, equipped, seasoned veteran officers mm-hmm. to back me.
And by the way, folks, the re-education camps are built. I can, in fact, Madani, we pull up the actual new Army manual that's public. And it says re-education camp. They use the Soviet term. They could have called it something else. And they're training the military to come and cordon towns and take our guns. And the new Army War College, we've had the documents here on air. It's made national news. Washington Times reported on it. That the main enemy is the Tea Party, and they have to be prepared to arrest us. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America, FM3-39.40. And it says how to take our Social Security numbers, how to take our kids away from us. And then they list in the accompanying documents who the enemy is. And it's gun owners and veterans and people that aren't communist. I mean, it's not that we want a civil war. We ain't going to any of your stinking camps. I mean, okay? And we're not turning our guns in either, okay? It's just, it's coming down to it. And you got all these little idiots out there that think it's all cute and funny. The military better decide whose side they're on right now. I'm tired of playing games. Eric in Colorado. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I think you're completely misreading the situation here. This election wasn't about guns. It wasn't even about the economy or Obamacare, which both, you know, weren't polling well at all. The fact of the matter is it was about social issues. And I think you're going to have to accept that the white male era of America is over.
Is this pea brain?
No.
Okay, well, some guy calls from Colorado that we call pea brain every once in a while he gets through. Sounds like this. So I had a guest on last night that when I was saying I don't want to turn my guns in, and they're like, the white male era is over. So I guess the private property era is over. So it's a white male thing to not just say, hey, I'm unlimited illegals come in, and the government's going to give you welfare, and you're going to vote to take everybody's guns and property, and then it's about a white male. Really?
Alex, are you familiar with the DREAM Act? Have you heard about the DREAM Act?
Yes, it's to let the illegal alien kids do whatever they want, get everything paid for. I mean, I understand all of it, yeah.
Kids who serve in the military who, you know, serve.
Yeah, because the military's biggest recruiting area is out of foreign countries now. Eastern Europe and Latin America. Yeah, I know all about it. Listen, I got a guest coming up, but you've been holding. I'd like to come back to you. She's only updating us for about 10 minutes. If you'll stay there, because you know what? I mean, folks, you're hearing, if you'll stay there, Eric, don't hang up, the essence of what we're dealing with. It's usually white males that talk like this. It's like a cult. When I went to college, all they talked about was how bad white people were and how soon we'll all be gone and how great it is. And I mean, you know, if that doesn't shock you, it's a self-loathing thing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
Your calls, Eric, David, Michael, and others that are holding Jeff listening on XM 166. I'm about to go to Bev Harris, one of the preeminent experts in election fraud, to give us her preliminary breakdown. There's still ballot counting going on, even though Barack Obama is the admitted winner here. But I'm going to go back to that caller he's holding, because I'm talking about how they're going to shut down over 1,000 coal power plants. And how we're being deindustrialized. And the guy says, Alex, you need to face it. The era of the white male is over. And I'm like sitting here going, it's total racial politics now. I'm going to talk about this because it's just unbelievable. You could say, I want a turkey sandwich. And people on the so-called left would say, what does that have? You know, why are you being racist? I mean, it's like a religion. All these people think about. And I, quite frankly, am just, I cannot even connect with them because it's so bizarre. I just can't wait to talk to him. He's being nice enough. He's going to teach me how I'm bad and the glories of the fact that perhaps we should all just kill ourselves if we're white males. I mean, learning how bad I truly am for not wanting our coal power plants shut down. What that has to do with race, I'm not sure. But Bev Harris, I know you've had a busy last night and today. Blackboxvoting.org. What is your preliminary info that you've got, ma'am?
Well, you know, for the 48 hours after elections, the problems with what really happened come flooding in. And so I've, in fact, I had so many coming in this morning that my email of getting it going. But, you know, the most poignant moment for me last night watching the coverage was something that really I didn't expect. Karl Rove comes on Fox. Now, I'm not a big fan of Karl Rove, but one thing I think we all agree on is Karl Rove knows his numbers. And he says, this is the most amazing interchange. He says, you know, well, we've got half a million votes still out in Ohio, and it's 100,000 separating them.
Hey, Bev, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but your audio is not as good as it usually is. Are you on speaker?
Pardon?
Are you on speakerphone?
No, but it just may be a bad connection. That happens sometimes.
No. Are you on hands-free?
Actually, no, I'm on the same phone I always use. So.
Oh, no, that's great. You're closer now. I'm sorry. Start over. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So the most amazing thing to me was Karl Rove, who, you know, I think we can all agree at least knows his numbers. He comes on Fox to issue a rebuttal to their numbers, and they turn to him and they say, well, now it's a science, and so that your numbers are just wrong. You know, listen, we have the networks all going to one operation, the National Network, National Election Pool, NEP, which gives them numbers, and this is without counting the votes, and then they just say this is the winner. And so in this odd interchange, you have Karl Rove on there saying, wait a minute, we've got a half a million votes that haven't even been counted yet, and many of those are in Romney strongholds. How come you've called Ohio for Obama? And they said, it's a science. It's a science. It's like, shut up. Don't talk about actually counting the votes, which I think was really emblematic of what we were seeing last night. We saw them. I watched them call Tennessee 11 minutes after the polls closed without a single vote counted and with no exit poll.
How did they do that? I mean,
what is this? They're clairvoyant.
So they're just setting the precedent now to just, instead of having more transparency, just totally put things into la-la land where maybe they'll close the polls a day before the election now.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, you know, the places that they canceled the exit polls, they did it because pre-election polls, they said that they knew who was going to win from pre-election polls. They didn't even wait for exit polls. California, 25% of the votes aren't even counted yet, and they are, you know, there's very controversial proposition on there. They're, oh, yes, well, this is the one that won. I didn't even mail my ballot yesterday until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Washington State is all absentee. About 40% of the ballots weren't even in yet, and they're busily calling the election. They can't exit poll absentee, by
the way. So it's a total hoax. So, I mean, did Obama really get elected?
Oh, that's the thing. Nobody knows anything about elections nowadays. What we are doing is we're watching the TV networks announce to us who the winner is based on a single private organization called NEP. You know, they aren't even going so far as to look at the tapes that come out of the voting machines. They're just telling us before the voting machines even spit out their tapes, this is the winner.
Unbelievable. So again, Bev Harris, documentary Hacking Democracy, you know, caught him repeatedly, you know, criminally. She's telling you now it's just polls closed. They announced the winner with no ballots counted in Tennessee. They're just announcing in other places when, you know, more than half the stuff hasn't been counted. It has now gotten, then I think from what you're saying, the worst ever, just absolutely in everyone's face.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at this. In Florida, you know, it's just, and the anomalies are flooding in. In Florida, this happens every election. The power goes out midstream, and then all of a sudden the trend changes. You know, it's like they're counting votes after the
It's like in the Whodunit movie.
The power goes out. Come on.
It's like the Whodunit movie where the light goes off and somebody's got a steak knife in their neck.
And it's actually kind of a metaphor, isn't it? It's like the lights go off. Oh, here's the winner. You know, it's really. And then Pinellas County, which is over by Tampa, they basically, now get this, Florida, they were calling Florida for Obama. It was separated by 40,000 votes. Pinellas County had just announced, we've set aside 10,000 ballots that we won't count until tomorrow. I mean, nobody just, you know, this is the stuff that's really going on. There were 400,000 uncounted provisional ballots in Arizona, and there were massive meltdowns in Pima County, which is Tucson, and Maricopa, which is Phoenix. So we are just now beginning to unravel what was really happening during this election. And when people say, well, do you really think that Obama won? I have to say, well, that is actually not the point, because we can't know who won because of the way the system is. So regardless of who benefited, is this the system we want?
So awareness, according to the polls, is at all-time highs of the fraud. But now it's like it doesn't matter, because how do you get rid of it? Because you can't vote it out because they have the fraud machines in.
Well, and they don't even get to the machines. I mean, what I saw last night was really, they didn't even get to the point of even looking at the voting machine results, which whatever those are, they simply announced what the results were going to be before the voting machine results were even counted. And understand, this was not based on exit polls. In so many locations, they didn't even have, they decided not to do the exit polls. So they came out and they announced, and they said, it's a science.
So they're not even counting, they're not even doing exit polls. Now they just say, we know, we're God, we're Karnak the Magnificent, like Johnny Carson used to, you know, hold the envelope up to his head and know what it was. Why do you think they're doing this? They just don't care?
Well, they don't even want anyone looking at the voting machines at this point. They just want people to accept it as a foregone conclusion. And I really thought it was a poignant moment when you had Karl Rove on there saying, well, wait a minute, my numbers don't match that at all. And they said, it's a science. And it was just like, shut up, go away.
Well, Bev, looking at this then, and obviously you'll be gracious and come back with us in the next few days as you learn even more specifics, but now it's not even where you're usually digging around and catching them doing it, or finding the code, and their people admit they're engaged in fraud, like with Diebold or whatever. Now it's just, oh, we didn't even count the ballots, but we know who's won, and I'm not even really seeing media coverage of this.
Right. And you know, we're going to be unraveling a lot of it, and it'll show where a lot of the fraud happened in the voting machines. I mean, we had a guy in Pennsylvania who videotaped the machine transposing his vote over to the other candidate. So we know that stuff happened. But I thought what was so interesting this time is that they put so much emphasis away from even waiting for the votes to be counted. So if we're going to accept that, look, folks, if we're going to accept the idea that they could just tell us who won without counting any votes, do we deserve this?
And by the way, Beth Harris, they're just going to say that you must be a Republican saying this. If your memory serves, you at least in the past have been a Democrat, and you're not you're nonpartisan. You're just trying to ferret out the truth.
Yeah, and I'm an independent anyway. I just can't stomach what I see. You know, it's just all I want is for the public to restore its control over its own government. That's all I want. Is that too much to ask?
Well, how dare you not want companies known to run fraud do this? Look, everybody I talk to in Austin, 90% of them were against this Prop 1 to give $300 a year for the average home to the University of Texas, the richest university in the world with hundreds of billions in assets and, you know, $20 billion in a liquid fund. I mean, it's joke level how much money they've got. And now it's going to go to build a medical school, and they can build hundreds. I mean, they're so rich, it's pathetic. But they got rich because they own most of the oil, most of the land in the state. I mean, it's crazy that the rich guys get everything paid for. And, of course, the machines magically said Prop 1 passed. I mean, I've been there at the state when the state certified the election and then later admitted, yeah, we found it was fraudulent. Mr. Jones's complaint. We're still certifying it. So I've been through this, and now it's just, oh, we're not even counting. We're just saying who's winning. I mean, we've entered a zone here where it's over the top. What about Prop 37, where in polls it was 2-1 against it? They said, oh, the polls now show people don't want to know what's in their food. I mean, no one I know is buying that Californians really voted no on Prop 37.
Right. I am. Well, and remember, 25% of all ballots in California have not been counted yet and won't be counted for 3 weeks. So you're talking about 1/4 of all the votes. You know how many millions of votes that is that haven't even been counted? And they did not exit poll them because these are absentee votes. You know, so they're just saying, we're going to tell you what the result is. Trust us. Take our word for it and shut up.
Wow. Well, listen, I know you're putting reports together at blackboxvoting.org. We're going to be covering on the nightly news tonight. But When do you think is the best time for us to have you on for like 30 minutes to really go through a whole bunch of more specifics?
Well, really, from now through the end of the week, it's going to be pouring in, and I'll be compiling and analyzing it and putting it up. So if there's still any interest, because people immediately lose interest after elections are announced to them, but I really think that we're looking at Monday. And at that point, I think we're going to have some pretty interesting and amazing stuff.
Yeah, well, let's get you on Monday or Tuesday, Bev.
Sure.
That's
those
good.
Would be great.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we've about said it. We've been told who the victor is. Now go away. Nothing to see here.
Well, we're not going to buy that. These are the droids we're looking for. So we'll be talking to you next week. And if Bev, something breaks, please contact us because we'd love to hear your amazing research.
Oh, yeah. I would love to do that. Okay. Thanks a lot, Alex.
All right. There goes Bev Harris. Folks, I mean, it's gone from them hiding it now. She's got it all up on her site. They're like, we're not counting it. This is it. And again, I'm not saying, I said there was fraud with the Al Gore thing. Not that I like Al Gore. I hate him. I said there was fraud. I mean, this is fraud constantly. I mean, who knows if Obama even got reelected? It doesn't even matter because we're in a lot of trouble, folks. And then I get a call from Eric. And you know, he sounds like a joke. And he may be joking. I'm going to ask him if he's joking. But I see this on Twitter, Facebook. I hear it. When I went to ACC for a couple years, I was about to pony up and go to UT. And I said, well, I don't need to go here and be told the same thing. It didn't matter what class it was. I'd be sitting there in an anthropology class or a psychology class. I was taking a bunch of stuff to see what I was, you know, into. A Texas history class, a U.S. history. They would get up. They were all white professors. I had one black teacher. I guess they weren't professors. And she was the only one that didn't talk about how white people were evil all day. And she actually would go to Africa on these aid missions and talked about how, you know, bad the conditions were. But the point was, and I guess that was in some calculus class or something. But the point is that I'm sitting there looking at this, and they would get up before the class. They go, by the way, you know, whites are evil. And the great thing is whites will soon not be around and blah, blah, blah. And again, I wasn't somebody brought up to be, you know, into the big racial identity stuff. So I was just like, what is this? And I go, man, this is like divide and conquer authoritarianism. I've read about this in the history books. And, I mean, I just couldn't deal with it anymore. And so you think these people are joking, like Eric, but he calls in, he goes, Alex, it's always that condescension. It's the savoring their identity with the state. Alex, it's about social issues. Don't you get it? The era of the white male is over. Really, you've seen a Davos, Switzerland meeting. That's a public Bilderberg group meeting. 95% white. And I don't take pride in that, by the way. These are scary globalists. You've seen a people driving into Bilderberg, 95% white. You've seen a globalist confab. I mean, these are people using divide and conquer and using racial tribal politics to get us all fighting with each other while the bankers rob us. And you call in with relish in your voice. I mean, if you're not one of these trendies, then you're a great researcher who's actually been around them, because I hear the self-satisfaction. And it's all an illusion, brother. Okay, I mean, listen, the era of the white male is over. The New World Order eugenicist white males have injected people with HIV in Africa. Some countries in Africa have 45% people with HIV. Let me tell you something. The age of the super white male, there's a bunch of other evil Chinese work with them. They find evil Africans. There's evil people at the top. But Europe developed these systems, eugenics. And so you're telling me with savoring it that it's the end of, you're probably white. And I mean, this is what I hear. And if people just joined us, I'm going to go back to him here. Now you've got the floor for a couple minutes. Tell me how the era of the white male is over. And because I was told last night it's racist and bad. You know, people don't want their guns. It's part of the evil white male thing. So, I mean, I guess, you know, it's great to move to areas of Chicago where nobody can defend themselves. I mean, how does me wanting to have a gun, how is that evil, bitter, cleaner, white male? I mean, explain to me how I'm bad. Explain to me the glorious end of the white male, please, Eric.
Let me just
are you joking? I mean, are you serious?
No. I'm 100% serious.
And okay, you go ahead.
I suppose that was some pretty extreme terms. But what I mean to say, Alex, is that Republicans and liberty lovers, Ron Paul included, are going to have to start acknowledging women and Hispanics in if they want to win presidential elections. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You have to...
And pushing abortion and breaking up the family is recognizing women and having totally open borders that no other Latin American company has, or they'd be overrun by poor people and criminals. That means opening the borders.
Sensible immigration reform, like the DREAM Act and other policies.
Sure, 800-plus cities don't even... illegals are above the law. Illegals can have 20 welfare checks if they want, and 20 tax IDs. They have one home in Austin got something like $80 million or something. I mean, the illegals are God, sir. If you're an illegal, you are a God. Are you a God?
Am I? No. I'm a white man.
Well, then you know what they say in the Ghostbusters? You know what Zool says? You're not a god. I tell you what, just, you know what? Stay right there. We're going to come back to you. I mean, I just hear the satisfaction you're having right now. Finally, the collective.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
They're so one-dimensional now that they tell them, hey, we're going to shut down your coal power plants. It's for the earth. Oh, great, shut those down. Well, why is that really happening? It's because special interests want their competition shut down. Big Oil wants coal shut down. I mean, that's a fact. And these people go, oh, you must work for Big Oil. I'm like, it's two separate energy divisions, basically. And people say, well, why don't we just be nice? We have the most open borders of anywhere. It's there for show. It's there to keep citizens from getting out. Now the IRS is saying you can't leave if they say. Total tyranny. Capital controls. There's 30 million illegals. They're total sanctuary. They're allowed to drunk drive, allowed to do whatever they want. It's all on record. And that's because it's a client group to undermine and drive down wages. When immigrants used to come to this country, and a lot of the immigrants do work hard, no matter where they come from, but a lot of them worked the system. Used to, there was no welfare. And so it was exploited, and it helped build the country. Now people come in, they get on welfare, and they're like, here's your welfare check, and you're part of the group now. We're going to take the guns. We're going to take the private property. You understand the government's going to give you more. The government's going to share that wealth. Do you understand? Doesn't matter if 90% of it goes to the bankers, as long as a little shave-off comes. And so it's not an issue. They go, oh, it must be racial that you don't want open borders. Folks, let me tell you, all those Latin American countries, they don't have open borders. Mexico has barbed wire fences and machine guns. They don't let Guatemalans come over. You know why? Because the Guatemalans with skill are either in wealthy areas of Guatemala or they're going to the first world. First world wants skilled people no matter where they're from. Okay, we want skilled people no matter where they're from. They're just people. But you do not want people going, I have nothing. I got four kids and I'm pregnant. And pay for it. Pay for it all. And you're like, well, we can't do that. And you're like, take down your American flag. Ah, you know, run up Mexican flags. It's like, man, whoa. Shut up. You know you're racist. And it's just all a political liberation theology funded out of the Ford Foundation 50 years ago to break down the U.S. And you know what? It's probably going to work. Our whole country's going to collapse. Great. You know, people that have skills are still going to be okay. For everybody else, for the general public, there isn't going to be any coming up. You're all going to be poor, and you're going to live like people do in Mexico. So get ready. There's going to be no El Norte. It's gone. You understand that? Gone. New World Order wins. You understand? Roll up your sleeves, get some shots, go abort your babies, because that's how you show white man he's going down. And like, yeah, mothers take their kid in a blender. You know what? If it fights the white man, I'm going to have an abortion. It's liberal. It's my social issue. I'm going to kill my baby. Because I'm going to show Whitey. I'm going to show that man. He don't tell me what to do. It's a load of crud. We need to get freedom all over the world. We need to export liberty, not become the center of tyranny. Go ahead and close out there. I'll let you have the final comment there, Eric in Colorado. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you bring up abortion, Alex, and this is something I strongly disagree with you and Ron Paul on. I mean, don't you think that abortion, like our right to our bodies, is an essential liberty guaranteed by the Constitution?
Listen, what you don't get is the globalists push it not as a liberty, but as a way to kill people. You can't have it, but listen, they got abortion passed so they could kill brown babies. So you don't have the moral race pimp, garbage high ground with me, buddy.
Oh, no, if my sister gets...
You know, if I really was a racist, I think abortion's great. We should fund it. We should fund Planned Parenthood and all those brown areas. But no. Then I'd be held up and carried by the minority majority. Oh, Alex, we love you. Oh, you're Lloyd Doggett. Oh, I was like helping shove Mexican babies into blenders. It'd be like, oh, yo, thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, go, Alex. Oh, you're so liberal. Instead, you don't want to kill Mexican babies? You're a racist. You're a racist. You're a racist. It's the end of the white male. Oh, man, roll your sleeves up. Take some government vaccines.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.